Hello and welcome to Team White. I'm Alex Linder. I'm in Missouri, USA, NEMO as I call it, Northeast Missouri, and I'm here with Jan in South Africa. Say hello, Jan.
Hi there, Alex. Nice to be on the show with you again. And you know something we almost forgot, but there's somebody missing from our show.
Oh, yeah, and that would be Allison Chablot, and she's in the UK, but incommunicable because she was thrown in jail for criticizing Jews or singing a song about them or the same thing. And that's the world we live in, where Jews are trying to make it illegal to communicate any message other than what they require you to say about them. And it is more or less like them, like that. So,
absolutely.
Now, I think we'll talk a little about economics this time and about crypto. First of all, we'll talk about the rand versus the dollar in South Africa. Now, Jan, you said the rand is stronger than it's been in some time.
Yes, Alex, it's very, very weird. I follow the rand religiously because the rand dollar is our lifeline. And I want to tell you, year on year, there are some investment analysts that I speak to regularly, and they run pension funds and things, and these are whites. So I listen carefully to what they have to say because they also handle investments inside the USA from here in South Africa. And they told me already about 3 years ago, they said to me, look, annually, the stupid South African rand run by this idiotic government, the stupid South African rand falls on average at a rate of 4.5% per annum against the US dollar. That's how it is, and it's been running like that for the last for many years. But the rand has gone into an accelerated fall since 2009. And you can see it on a chart. It's been going straight down to hell. And last year with lockdown, I think for a short while the rand even started collapsing to something like 17 or 18 rand. For a very short space of time, it accelerated its collapse. And I mean, it looked like it was heading straight into the toilet. And lately, I started noticing that a trend that's been running for 12 years nonstop, the rand has always been falling, but it's been falling at an accelerated pace for 12 years, Alex. Suddenly, this freaking thing has turned around on a dime, and I couldn't believe in recent weeks when I started seeing the rand going from 18 rand to 17 rand to 16 rand to 15 rand. It's hit 14 rand to a US dollar, and it's about to break even lower than that. And that would mean that we're seeing a rate that we haven't seen maybe in 12 years or something, Alex. It's insane, you know. And I went back to these people and I said to these investment analysts, I said to them, Why is the rand suddenly turning around on a dime? We've never seen it do this in a very, very long time. You know, what is the explanation for the stupid rand becoming stronger? They were saying that they think that there's so much money flowing in the USA that there are people, and there's so much money in the USA, and the stocks, even they were saying 3 years ago, that the stocks are so overvalued in the USA that the stock market is insanely overvalued. And they were saying that they think that money is flowing to South Africa because the people are desperate to find anything that gives a return, because you're heading into returns in the USA that are nonsensical, and they think that that money is coming to South Africa despite the higher risk, etc., because it's hunting for stuff. Yet, despite them saying that, I also saw on some of their own documentation that actually money's flowing out of South Africa still. So I'm not quite sure what's going on, but the only thing that makes sense to me is that maybe the insane printing of dollars is somehow, in some way, getting to the point where it's actually starting to make the US dollar collapse against even the rand. I haven't gone to check to see if the dollar's collapsing against other currencies, but I am sure that I've watched videos in recent days where American economics guys have been saying that the dollar is falling against other currencies. Now, it's quite understandable that the dollar could fall against, say, the pound and the euro and the yen. But Alex, it's a whole different thing for the dollar to be falling against the stupid South African rand, because this currency is not strong at all. But something along those lines, I think, is happening. The exact mechanism, I don't know, but I do suspect that with the printing of these endless trillions, that it's already starting to cause a problem. And now I'm starting to wonder, given the fact that the dollar, that Alex, physical US dollars are all across Africa. All across Africa, people hold physical US dollars because the US dollar is much stronger and safer than their stupid fiat currencies. These black fiat currencies have been collapsing left, right, and center. So people actually have been taking the US dollar. Blacks have been keeping US dollars as if it's gold, literally, because it's the only thing that holds value that they can lay their hands on. I'm not joking with you. All across Africa, people keep dollars in cash. Those who've got the money and can't afford to get it, they grab it and they keep it. Now I'm wondering if, with all these trillions being printed, I'm wondering if we are heading to a state where maybe we're going to see US dollar inflation all across the world. It's really insane. It's quite freaky. I didn't expect to see anything this soon, but something is weird, Alex. There's no question about it.
It's hard to say. They're in a position where they got to keep printing money. Biden called for $2 trillion for infrastructure, and we just had a crack in some steel beam supporting some bridge in the USA. So there is a need for infrastructure. Although I personally doubt they spend more than a few percent of any infrastructure on infrastructure. Most of it is just waste and goes in the pockets of the usual suspects. But Cortez wanted $10 trillion instead of Biden's proposed $2 trillion. They've also gotten so that, I mean, just think about those figures of numbers. The U.S. never dealt in trillions before. Now it's in trillions. The population has gotten accustomed to stimulus checks, possibly preceding universal basic income. Although you don't hear people talking about that quite as much as they were maybe a year ago, but there's very much a great inflation of asset prices. When we recorded this, they were all talking about lumber. Copper was also sky high. Palladium was way up. Gold and silver not budged, though. Those markets are manipulated pretty successfully. Bitcoin just dropped based on Elon Musk kind of going back in his steps. Although if you watch what they did, he didn't actually sell any, or Tesla didn't sell any, but they're going to stop taking it for Teslas, and he made some environmental bitch that I strongly suspect he was pressured to make. And Bitcoin is now under 50,000, where it's been in the middle 50,000s for quite a while, for a couple months. It's been kind of sideways after a large rise over the last year to 18 months, a huge rise. So very good time to buy in. I think it will just keep going up over time. Basically, what we are seeing is a complete global revolution in money that will have, it should have a lot of positive effects. Bitcoin can only have 21 million ever. And the top people promoting it in the corporate world would be Saylor, Michael Saylor. He's saying it's going to be the base layer of the global financial system. There'll be all kinds of regular payment stuff running on rails, as he calls it, on top of it. Bitcoin with 21 million can be done peer-to-peer anywhere in the world. In my opinion, everybody listening to Team White ought to get some Bitcoin. The two other coins I have recommended publicly at Pivotal.net are VeChain and Cardano, both of which are, since I recommended them, I recommended the one at like 93. It's basically double that now. It fell slightly below. Actually, it's lower than it's been in a couple of months. VeChain at like 17 something last I checked, but it's still doubled in a couple of months. Cardano's up at least 50%. When I recommended it was like 121, I think, and now it's like one. It hit a new all-time high today at 191. But Bitcoin, I don't know, 55 or 53,000 is now actually like 48 something. So it's a really ideal time to buy Bitcoin, but maybe it will fall further. But the point is, the U.S. has, and the ratty Jews running the Fed have no option except to keep printing money. And therefore, the dollar is going to keep getting worth less and less. As Jan is saying, even in relation to the South African rand, which is no kind of awesome money because you know what the situation is there with blacks and no tax base and blacks trying to live off whites and et cetera, et cetera. But and I saw something today that, oh my gosh, what was it? A tweet. We've spent umpteen dozens, something like 50 trillion on aid to Africa over the last 50, 60 years. So all
Wow.
this money that could have been spent, all this money that could have been spent, for Christ's sakes, just propping up the literal bridges on the highways, has been wasted on these niggers. And these niggers are punching people who call them nigger and killing them, and they don't get prosecuted. I mean, Jan, you wouldn't believe it. It's socially breaking down. I heard we've just gotten through the turkey season up here in Nemo, and that's always the last couple weeks of April and the first week of May. And we had a new whiskey and turkey festival, and we went there and we looked around. There weren't too many people. We went to some flea markets up in Iowa and in Missouri, so I've been kind of taking the temperature of everything. But I kind of lost track of what I was going to say. They're trying to hire people here in Kirksville for a number of different places that are actually even manufacturing, are trying to hire people, and a lot of people don't want to work because they've got these stimulus or unemployment checks, and it's equivalent to, why would they work if they're going to get paid? So they're accustoming people to this. We spent these trillions on blacks. Oh, I know. What I was hearing is that down in St. Louis, the social breakdown, you know that in San Francisco, they stop like policing. They basically won't enforce. The cops won't respond to a call for any kind of a misdemeanor, which allows the homeless and the bums and the niggers to go in the stores and rip stuff off. Well, basically, that sort of thing is spreading to other places. In
Wow.
St. Louis, they just, I think, fired or refused to pay a whole bunch of police. So apparently, the social breakdown is to the point where a lot of people are simply ignoring red lights. There's already been people
No.
killed by that. Yeah, they don't even
You're
want to follow
kidding.
traffic lights. That's what I'm hearing. And so, and let alone these crimes of violence are way up. New York City, there's loads and loads of violence, and it's almost daily. If you read Daily Mail out of the UK, they get them on video, these stupid niggers attacking people. And we saw those two teenage black girls killed, like an Indian guy who was an Uber driver. And they, because one of them was like 15, she'll be out in like 2 years, I
Good
think, with a
God.
clean record. Whereas, James Fields, for having his car attacked and trying to escape, got 400 years. So it's complete politicization of the U.S., the complete completing the destruction of the economy. But meanwhile, while all this old school deficit spending, fiat printing money is falling apart, you have the rise of these new technologies, of course, naturally created by white men, and cryptos are not the same thing. All fiat monies are the same thing. They're just printed paper, printed by whoever controls a central bank. But each crypto is a different technology, a point that Michael Saylor makes. So there's no general crypto, except in the sense they're all under the class of cryptocurrency. But you have to be careful in what you're investing in. They are not the same thing. You can't just buy one instead of buying another. So I would say one smart guy says, you know, buy 50% Bitcoin, buy 25% something else, and 25% something else, like large cap or small cap or whatever. That's one strategy. I just think you ought to limit it to a few and study them. And those are the three that I've studied that I think are worth it, are Bitcoin, VeChain, and Cardano. So that's something useful out of this. You can get them various places, Coinbase, Binance. They're not all on the same platform, but just to give people, I want to give people a perspective on this. Bitcoin is now about $1 trillion. It's over $1 trillion market cap. Gold is 10 trillion. And negative yielding or financial bonds that corporations would typically invest in is something like 200 trillion. So 110, 200. Saylor claims that Bitcoin is going to eat the gold and then eat the bonds at least. And not too far into that process, as gold grows, it will be worth over $1 million a coin. So even if you have just a fraction of a Bitcoin, it's going to be worth a substantial amount. Bitcoin has gone up at a compounded annual growth rate of just under 200% a year for 10 years. That's tripling every year in value.
That's
whereas
that's
the dollar, the value of the dollar goes down. Like all paper money, it eventually goes down to zero. Bitcoin is doing nothing but getting more valuable. All you want to do, I would recommend, just buy it and hold it. Don't try to trade it and get clever. You can get burned. Certainly don't play with leverage stuff. That's way, way, way too dangerous. Just buy it and hodl it, as they say, and wait. And so what we see in the U.S. is the stock market is record highs. Real estate is going up greatly. Lumber is the thing everybody's talking about now. The price is really looking for signs of inflation that from all this money. But like Jan says, people in Africa have physical dollars. So that's one thing that the dollar being the global reserve currency helps facilitate the massive printing of dollars, because so many people want them. They can print more than they should be able to get away with without causing complete breakdown. But, you know, when you start, when something like, I don't know if it's 20 or 40% of all the dollars that ever existed were created in the last 2 years.
Yes.
That tells you they don't print the money supply anymore. They've given up even scorekeeping. They're just completely going by the seat of their pants and essentially eating out and destroying the USA. But at the same time, we have the rise of the crypto. So don't worry about the thing being destroyed. Create the new thing that's better. And crypto is absolutely where it is, and not just for the economics. You have to understand that a lot of these, what something like the Fed or a central bank facilitates is deficit spending, which allows you to print the money to pay the soldiers to conduct the wars. So something like Bitcoin, where there is no way to increase because it's coded and no one's been able to break it, the absolute maximum of 21 million Bitcoin will ever exist. There's no way to falsify by printing the way they do with the dollars in order to fund all their bogus activities, like us being in Afghanistan for 20 years. Now, Biden says we're getting out, but the point is we've already wasted trillions over there to no effect. They can't do stuff, clown stuff like that, anti-white stuff like that with Bitcoin. So this, again, there's political as well as economic as well as just plain moral reasons for everybody listening to get on board the crypto train and get some for yourself. And when you have a good option and a bad option, take the good option, right? So this is all kind of coming together. The things are falling apart, but great new thing. USA is in worse condition than it's ever been in. But for the young, don't despair. There's more opportunities now than there ever have been. And there were opportunities in the old days, but there were, with the internet, with this crypto stuff and this new technology, there are more opportunities than really I think there ever have been in history. So they leave the border open. They destroy a lot of the economy. They get people used to being paid money for nothing, but only a little of what they lose. They're hurting them more than they're helping them. But, you know, like eating sugar, it tastes good when you eat it. This all is going on, and Team White is trying to help you understand the biggest picture so you can make the wisest decisions. And it's just all related. There's more and more, you know, if you own a house and the Fed is inflating the money at this huge rate, which, you know, is in a normal year is 10 to 15%. They only admit to 2%, but that's because they don't measure medical. They don't measure housing. They don't measure the consumer price index doesn't measure basic things in order to keep the lie that inflation is only a couple percent. Well, Saylor says normally it's 10 to 15%. And somehow he is a guy who's the master of his company's treasury, has to figure out a way to overcome that. He calls it cost of capital. But the point is your purchasing power is eaten away by 10 to 15% a year under normal times. And under COVID, that increased to like 25 to 30%. So that's not quite hyperinflation, but it's starting to get pretty close. So everybody's really closely watching the economy to see what is really heating up. Well, home prices just go up and up and up. And at the same time they go up and up, now we have all these tent cities all over the west of the U.S. and also loads of homeless people in the interior now. And anger and shootings and people don't want to work or can't find work. It's a gigantic mess because I guess it's just what Jews do. They just destroy. They just wreck other nations. And at the very time we're talking, heck, they're engaged in a battle with Hamas. And let's hope Hamas is able to do this bastard some damage, because they are certainly doing damage to everybody else on Earth. Boy, there's nowhere to stop. I could keep on going and linking other stuff in there. But I don't know what you all see in South Africa. But
yeah, Alex, very interesting.
You know, they just keep bringing in more third worlders where I am in Kirksville. You know, I go to the post office fairly often. There's always more third worlders. They could be island niggers. They could be Congolese. They could be Mexicans. They could be even Asians right in the middle of the country. And so the federal government has nothing to do with average Americans. It is purely a gang that exists for its own interests. It serves the Jews primarily, and secondarily, it serves all the criminals and the client gangs of these useless, violent, stupid niggers and their equivalents from all over the world that they are importing absolutely as fast as they can while things completely fall apart. Of course, Biden has refused to control the border, and we've had a huge surge in invasion from Venezuela and these other parts to the south where they've also messed up the economy and just a complete and utter mess. And you've got to look how to protect yourself and grow your wealth, grow your power, grow your understanding. And that's what we're trying to give you here at Team White as best we can, giving you the global perspective. And then we've got, like we said, we've got our buddy Allison over there rotting in jail in England for nothing other than giving an opinion and singing. Think about this.
It's crazy, Alex. Well, all I want to say, when I listen to you describe these different things in America, Alex, And you know what's another very important point that we had in, when we were talking earlier, is where you were saying that police are refusing to do things, police are, you know what, even in South Africa, I think even in South Africa, we've got police resigning, retiring earlier.
Well, yeah.
And you guys have had police retiring earlier. Yeah.
Let me give a note on that. It's all related. Now, remember, we had the George Floyd was a big story of the last year. This nigger who's hopped up on fentanyl and dies from it, and they had the trial of the first or the leader of the cops, or their claim, oh, I can't breathe. It was kneeling on him. So he was convicted, and basically he was convicted because they were afraid to acquit him because the niggers and these rat communist Jew or Jew tool idiots anti-whites called Antifa, the communists, were going to burn Minneapolis again. So the jury basically said, screw that, we're going to throw Chauvin under the bus. And they did, Derek Chauvin. So like I'm saying, what you see in all these cities, like Baltimore and St. Louis are two examples, they get a black administration, and then they start essentially not counting stuff or saying we're not going to respond to misdemeanors. And in St. Louis, I believe what it was they simply didn't want to pay enough. The only people they went after, you will all remember that that upper middle class rich lawyer couple who themselves were leftists who had the mob threatening them, and they came out on their front lawn with guns to defend themselves. And of course, the prosecutors down there went after them. Now they didn't get away with them. They didn't charge, but see, that's my point. They'll waste their prosecutor resources going after people who are legitimately defending themselves, but they won't do a thing about all these black criminals. So essentially these black criminals are being taught that they can get away with anything, whether it's in New York City, where there's just daily ridiculous violence and shootings now, to Baltimore, to St. Louis, to even up in Minneapolis, where contrary to what a lot of idiots believe, blacks are perfectly happy to live in cold areas as long as there's some income and white women around. And just all over the country, there's this what you would call just plain social breakdown. They're constantly testing whites, and they're constantly finding weakness, and it just encourages them. Just an utterly useless garbage population of people in the U.S. continues to grow, and they just constantly are in the media. The bashing of whites never stops. The firing of anybody, the cancel culture, as they call it, the firing of anybody, the absolute rhetorical verbal abuse of whites as a group has never been stronger than it is now. People openly saying, you know, whites, racist equals whites. They're basically admitting openly, racist is whites, and whites must disappear. And all these corporations they're finding, like Disney, their internal papers are now being given to whistleblowers, and they release them to the public. And they're like, they're basically, if you're white, you must hate yourself. You must never, ever contradict or lecture or criticize anyone black. You must be embarrassed. And this is taught in the schools and the top corporations. And this is partly why I go to flea markets, because it's just like some of the last places that are almost all white, and you can find just normal white people, mix of Mennonites, Scotch-Irish, old Southern types up here in Missouri, or even up in Iowa. It's 100, and the funny thing is, even though he completely betrayed him, it's 100% pro-Trump. I saw one girl who's probably from university there who had like a notorious BNG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whatever that stupid thing is. But other than that, 100% Trump. Now the crap they're trying to sell is Trump in 2024. So these people are completely loyal to Trump, even though he never did a damn thing for them. But these are the old readouts of still American people. And it's so wonderful to be around just in a purely white environment. It's heavenly compared to the rest of this garbage. Wow. And so we can kid ourselves all we want, but ism doesn't make a nation. Just the simple people who are of the same racial type is what makes a nation. And then if you have one racial type, you can identify the outliers and deal with them. But when you bring in Jews, they not only strengthen and increase the number of those malocclusives, those freaks, those literal criminals, those people who are outliers for a non-good reason. They're not like better than others, they're worse than others. People who can be appealed to by negative means. Whenever you let Jews come in, or you let Jews sell you a bogus ideology like Christianism and confuse you about who we are so that you think we are the world, which is essentially what Christianity says, you're on the road to racial decline. Now, by contrast, you take a people that's proud of itself, even if they have made plenty of mistakes, like Chinese, who are, as I understand it, basically 90% Han Chinese, that is the same ethnic group, the same racial group. And they are making vast leaps forward because they spend all of their money and all of their time and all of their effort into doing serious, hard, valuable things. So we, by contrast, spend all of our time and our mental energy and our psychic and physical energy worshiping criminal, drug-using niggers. like Floyd and worshiping Jews, be bossed around by Jews. It's just absolutely terrible what has happened. I'm ashamed. And I fight. I resist. I'm a revolutionary. I'm not a reformist. There's no way in the world you can reform something like USA. Washington, D.C. must disappear one way or another.
Well, Alex, I'm in agreement with you. Revolution and war, that's the only way. That's the only way forward. I don't see any way in which this can be dealt with peacefully. But they are doing their utmost.
Well, cryptocurrency might be the only way if they financially collapse. I don't want a war at all. But, you know, if they're going to spend themselves into oblivion and destroy themselves, let's be part of this new world that's aborning, where you can use this technology that essentially locks out the middleman and the fraud and makes it impossible to falsify. I mean, what could be more pro-white and anti-Jew than that? And that's why you must be involved in this crypto. If you're going to be part of Team White, you must be part of this. I considered, oh yeah, go out here and make a sign and wave around a banner. Well, what happens there? All you do is run the risk of getting thrown in jail. You don't even have free speech really anymore as a practical matter. There's no point to that. This crypto, there's actually a point to it. You're actually pursuing a political goal, not just an economic goal, not just a personal thing. The personal and political are one in this. So absolutely get involved in it.
Now, all that I'm saying, Alex, is that civil war is going to be coming. Civil war / racial war. That's coming everywhere.
It already is. The stuff I'm describing represents that already going on. Because it's a war of the Jews controlling the government through the federal policies that are facilitating these nigger crimes and this nigger money stealing from white pockets. So white earners, white workers are beset rhetorically and verbally, intellectually. They're having the money taken from them, and they're under continual attack, whereas these black criminals are allowed to get away with everything. And they're well aware of that. And so there is a war going on right now.
And the interesting part will be when the whites in the future start shooting back. That's going to be the part that we wait for. That's what's going to be coming to everywhere. I don't think the West is going. I think the West, Alex. I think that I think if we look at what Jews have done in Germany, in Spain, in Hungary, in all those places, after liberalism, on the way to communism, it's a bloodbath. And I think that a bloodbath, that all this liberalism will ultimately end in the world's biggest bloodbath as whites everywhere start struggling and fighting for survival. I think that's what's coming unquestionably.
Well, look at Hamas and the Palestinians are brave enough to fight back. I wish whites would be.
Well,
they'll have to be eliminated. They are trying to eliminate us, and there's no mistake about that, not in the slightest.
Alex, from the stuff you're describing and the desperation that's coming, make no mistake, when the desperation is bad enough, later people won't worry too much about their safety. They'll just start doing wild things. That will come. Whites are very controlled, and whites are also scared. But there will come a time where nobody will care anymore. It the longer it waits, the more it's going to blow. There's no way that this can carry on endlessly. It cannot. I cannot say when it's going to start, but there has to come a time where whites will just do wild things. They'll start doing other things. Look for example at the breakdown of the police and all that. If crime starts coming more and more, people are just going to get angrier and angrier. The more deaths, etc. No, we're definitely. I think COVID definitely marks the beginning of the path towards actual conflict. Exactly how many years it will take, I can't tell you, but definitely things are breaking down big time. But
Yeah, well,
for
we
me,
got any other topics we got?
yeah, a little bit of other stuff. I just want to ask you a question. Did you say that the USA has given $50 trillion to Africa?
I saw this on social media, pieville.net, one of the other Fediverse. I can't remember who posted. I believe that was the figure, though. I think it was 50 trillion.
Wow, to Africa. Man,
Since like 1960, so that would be over 60 years, I guess. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was 30, but I think it was 50.
Wow, that is fantastic. You know, because that helps to explain. We whites in Africa, we always used to say these blacks are going to collapse. And it's been a mystery as to why they don't collapse. But I'm convinced, especially from watching South Africa up close, there's got to be tons of Jew money and Jewish manipulation that's preventing the blacks from collapsing. The blacks would have collapsed much faster. And something like that, 50 trillion or 30 trillion, I'm definitely going to be looking into that because that is of great interest to me. That would help. That would massively explain why they didn't collapse as quickly as they
Yeah, it
should have.
seemed. I'm not sure I can vouch for that. Maybe they mean all aid from all the West over all those years. I know, like, in the in figure was at least a billion or something that had been spent on that, on the wealth for blacks. So I'm trying to find it here.
Yes, if you can find a link, I'd be most grateful because this fascinates me. This is big news. I had picked up through other sources. For example, a German friend of mine told me that when Robert Mugabe took over Rhodesia, that when the black commie took over Rhodesia, that very quietly Jews in New York gave him $2 billion US dollars, which is an insane amount for the country. And that's what I heard from a German who's quite well connected. Rhodesians never heard this stuff. But I'm absolutely certain there's tons and tons of money floating around that is artificially propping up these blacks. And this does not surprise me, but it's lovely to get the actual numbers. Very important, Alex. I'll be so grateful if you can find a link.
Well, I believe it was simply an assertion. I'm not sure if it was a yeah, I'll have to send it to you. That's a lot of money, though.
It's enormous. It's enormous. I did about 10 years ago on African Crisis, we did come across something that cited $150 billion, and even that was enormous, you know, for Africa's small economy. But if it actually runs into the trillions, that would be
Oh
insane.
yeah, it certainly would run into the trillions. I'm just disputing whether it's, I don't know whether it's 50 trillion or not, but I'm not disputing it because I don't know. It's a claim someone made on there. Maybe they're wrong, but certainly a huge amount of money. And I would think that would be like the all aid from the West, including Europe and America to Africa in the last 62 years, something like that.
And Alex, there is physical aid that comes to Africa all the time that nobody even talks
Yeah.
about. You know, blacks, there are aircraft are flying in food for blacks in all different parts of Africa, man. They're flying the fucking food in from the United
Oh yeah,
States.
they had a big campaign led by an NFL like football player supporting that. Get these Africans water. They need water. Do you remember that? I don't know. You probably wouldn't
No,
see anything over there. I don't
I didn't
remember
see
what
that.
company it was in. It was I think like it wasn't Southern Africa. It was somewhere else in Africa, like more like northern. It was just you have to supply these people with water.
Bullshit,
I
bullshit.
mean, why are they alive if you have to supply them with water? If they can't come up with a water system on their own, who needs them?
Alex, you're so dead
You know, and
right.
the
It irritates
And we
me.
sent over these. Yeah, you can give them anything, but it doesn't do them any good because they can't maintain it. They don't have the brains to maintain it. Or they could have taken all the colonial stuff the British built there and kept it going, but they didn't.
And you know what the other thing is, Alex, that they don't tell you is that the blacks are having babies non-stop. The blacks do not slow down on the babies. They just have babies, all of them. You can go anywhere, and the babies are just popping out, Alex. The blacks don't think about next week or next year when the child is born. Then if the child is sick, then they'll go and say, "Oh, my baby's sick. I need food for my baby." They sit on street corners in South Africa, and then the black woman says, "Oh, but my children, they need food." Well, why didn't you think about that up front? But that's how these people are. They are totally spoiled, Alex. Totally and insanely spoiled.
Well,
And
yeah. Yeah,
it
their population
irritates me.
went straight up after they encountered the West. So Borlaug
Totally.
is the famous name, but developing, you know, ways to keep them alive. But and believe me, we know they're breeding because they're coming over here.
It's
They're brought
crazy.
in here by our government.
It's
And who
insane.
hates the US government is declared war on the basic American people. They want to make the US into just another Jew run third world shithole, and they're very far in progress. There's just absolute complete lack of any kind of honesty in the media in the US. It's just complete lies, complete abuse of whites, gaslighting that you can't even count the votes accurately in election. They don't want to. All this blockchain technology that's underlying the Bitcoin and the rest of the cryptocurrency can be used. One good application of it would be used to have non-falsifiable voting. To where you have an absolute record with, you don't need anyone counting it. You don't even need any software counting it. It just automatically is there and transparent to guarantee that the vote is accurate. They don't want anything to do with that. They know damn well that they stole them. We even had 120. You saw the generals come out in France and say, hey, a bunch of
Yes.
them signed an open letter saying, hey, this country is about to be in a civil war and you guys are going the wrong way. And now a group came out in the U.S. and said a little bit milder, but they said basically Biden is appears to be demented, and Trump, there's pretty good grounds for believing the election was stolen. As I've said, I believe it was stolen. I don't think it's a matter of belief either. I think it's a matter of fact. And here I'm looking at something on PyBill. Breaking update, Maricopa County, this is in Arizona, deleted a directory full of election databases from the 2020 election cycle days before the election equipment was delivered to the audit. This is spoliation of evidence. So, yeah, they're cheating, and then they're preventing trying to prevent their cheating from being discovered. Absolutely, Trump won the election, is my view. And you know, I'm not a Trump fan by any means. But he won the election, and they stole it from him. So they're just complete lack of integrity in every single sphere. So much fear, so much lying, so many decades of misinforming people through the public schools has led us to where we are now, just complete and utter confusion. And what we're trying to do here with Team White is show you the bigger picture, but show you a way out of all of this. The way out of it is into a white nation that's all white, that has a cryptocurrency as the basis of its currency so that the money can't be falsified, because even whites would counterfeit if they had a counterfeiting machine. And there you go. You have a technical solution to human greed, is basically what Bitcoin is.
Yeah, Alex.
And this is the direction we have to go, but we've got to liberate ourselves from the Jews. And that, make no mistake, all the rest of the stuff is symptoms but the disease is Jews. Jews are the ones producing this misery through their proxies and their third parties, the blacks, the criminals, the niggers, sexually distorted, perverted, messed up, the trannies, the homos, the pedophiles. These are things Jews operate through by facilitating them. Facilitating means making it easy for them to do what they do, whether it's a crime from a black or molesting a kid from a pedophile. Jews make it easy because they defend this stuff. They come up with ideological explanations, intellectual, pseudo-intellectual backing for these groups through, and they demonize us. While they promote these, they demonize us through whiteness studies and critical race theory. They come up with these schools of thought explaining why all white people are evil and need to be destroyed. And that's academia. You can get a job teaching that. You get a job at a Fortune 500 company teaching that and leading groups on that. Yeah, Disney was the company I was mentioning earlier where all these training materials came out, the most recent where they came out showing you basically have to be a self-hating white and an ally of these left-wing woke minorities if you want to have a job there. And so it's just everything is getting worse, basically, in USA.
Insane. There was something, and there's something I want to mention quickly, Alex, that's not quite on a par with this, but two things before I forget. One, did you see that Bill Gates is busy divorcing, but did you see that there's something interesting about Bill Gates' divorce? I came across a video where somebody was saying that in 2019, and by the way, Gates' wife looks like she's going to walk away with half of his fortune, which kind of I think he deserves. I think in this case, given what a shitbag he is and what he's doing with the rest of us with all this COVID vaccine and stuff, I'm not unhappy about that. But I want to tell you something else. Somebody was saying that in 2019, when the stuff was coming out, the news was leaking out about Bill Gates and Epstein, that round about the same time, suddenly his wife began meeting with attorneys and liaising with attorneys. And it almost looks like the real reason for Bill Gates' divorce might be that his wife is enraged over him and Epstein and that island. There seems to be something like that may be behind this, that could be an interesting twist.
He's another guy like the Clintons who's been photographed with Epstein, Epstein. So who knows?
So anyway, I'm just enjoying it. It's something that's something that's backfired on one of them, and I'm
hopefully. Hopefully he'll worry about it. You never know, though. I mean, you really don't know. But hopefully it'll give him something to worry about other than his crank health ideas he's trying to inflict on the U.S. population. And he's inflicted crank health ideas. He's killed loads of people in the third world by getting their governments to force his crank stuff on them. And he very clearly wants to do the same thing here in the USA, but I've not been vaccinated, and I certainly don't want any flu vaccine. And it's clear what they did was just relabel flu or cold into COVID. Whether or not it's a real thing, I don't know. But there's no way that flu cases go to basically zero from tens of thousands. So
even in South Africa, we also suddenly had no flu season. Suddenly, for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
Yeah, these people, it's just another way they're clowning the public, and you're constantly telling you to listen to them. I tell you, if you get rid of your TV, as I did many years ago, you really don't even think about this stuff. It's completely a TV spread phenomenon. Get you used to looking at these assholes on TV for guidance and leadership and facts, and get you all stirred up. Nothing they say is true.
Well,
if it's on TV, it's not true.
The other thing I want to quickly mention is you saw all that weird stuff in the Ukraine in Russia with the Russian military starting to go to all the borders of the Ukraine and all that talk of war, etc. And in recent days, I've also noticed China. Have you seen all the talk of China going to war, saying that China wants to seize Taiwan? Even Australia was saying they're going to have to do some preparations and thinking about war with China. But you know what I think is really behind this, Alex, is I think that these nations, these enemies of America, are actually busy testing Biden. That they're looking at this clown, this moron, this retard, this fucking guy with dementia. And I think that they're actually doing these things in order to test to see how the US's responses are under this completely moronic, insane man. And yeah, that's what I think is
Well,
going on there.
my opinion there, they don't have to do anything. They just have to watch and laugh as the U.S. destroys itself. Now, if they get aggressive towards them, they can come back, but basically just keep their heads down, keep working, and watch the USA fall apart. And that's basically what they're doing. They're starting to pull away. I've heard different arguments on whether they want to replace the U.S. as a reserve currency, and a lot of them say no, they don't want to. It favors them as it is now to have the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency, but they're very clearly going around the entire globe and making loans to build infrastructure, and then if the countries fail on it, they own it, or at the least they have good infrastructure and they have a good trade opening, and they don't need to do anything except keep right on doing what they're doing.
While America
And
is great.
the US is out there cocking off while it's $30 trillion in debt, right? It's out there cocking off, trying to boss around Russia and China, and just it's completely out of its mind. And nothing they do, they're so unused to being opposed in the US, they really truly believe they can order the rest of the world around like children. And thank God we've got sane people in Russia, China, and even Iran. And they're just, hey, keep talking, keep talking. We're going to keep building up our gold reserves. We're going to keep mining crypto. In the case of Iran, is a big crypto miner. Keep mining crypto, Bitcoin in China. I mean, Fred wrote a, he's been writing a real good columns on this theme that are over at Unz.com. Unz is a Jew, but there's good columns there. And you can see they're going right past us because of what I said earlier. We're all focused on niggers and Jews and politically, Semitically correct garbage, and they are focused on the stuff of life,
Right.
progress, development, education. And they even have court orders against faggots. You know, they're not tolerating this garbage the way we do. We don't not only tolerate garbage, we worship it. We can't even tell garbage from the valuable stuff anymore. Our minds have been completely addled by Jews. So
Yeah, Alex, I saw a U.S. Army recruitment video with U.S. Army in high heels. And you know,
oh yeah, there was
that's what
a
happens
thing
when
that
a
was making
Jew
the
gets
rounds
to
was they were making
Russia.
fun of most recently CIA recruiting. You know, I am a woke Latina and blah blah. I mean, this ideology has spread through the entire U.S. government, and
It's crazy.
ultimately, it's going to repay itself with complete ineffectiveness. Because you know, those people live high off of the hog on whites. All the federal employees live high off the hog off of whites, but functionally, they don't really do anything. They're just a waste of space. So they're not going to be able to be bossing around the world like they want to when you have a military full of wise Latinas and homosexuals and the rest of this garbage that they're celebrating. So
Yeah.
anyway.
The West is heading downhill, but I say let's go over the cliff into the abyss, Alex. that's the best place to be.
And I say, let's become phoenixes and rise from the ashes and get involved in crypto. This is something I can absolutely recommend you do. I can't recommend you go to any demonstrations or anything like that, because you quite literally might as well go out and shoot the enemy as go as admit your name and your actual views in today's, at least USA, which is all I can speak for. You just get fired. You'll get doxxed. Leave that to people like me who are already out there speaking under our real names. There's no real point to other people. I mean, it's great if they do, but you know, it's just build yourself up privately as much as you possibly can and get ready for the day when we come together and change things. And that's about where we got to leave it today. Any closing words, Jan? Maybe he stepped away or.
Sorry, Alex, I was talking and I had my mute on. My apologies.
So okay. I'm going to have to go here. Let's wrap it up. Do you have any final words? I've tried to give a good little thumbnail of USA and where we stand. It's wild and crazy.
All I can say is whites must just learn to stick together at all costs. Unity is everything. And I think we can wind up on that note.
Yeah, good note. Anyway, thanks all of you for listening to us today. And we will do another one of these before too awfully long. But get into crypto. Make yourself physically stronger. Make your body healthier. Have relationships with people who are worthwhile. And that's what Team White is all about. So thanks for listening. We'll be back with you again real, real soon.
These are Alex Linder's websites, www.alexlinder.com, pivil.net, that's his Twitter type of website, www.vnnforum.com, you'll find a ton of information on there. And then his news website, which is www.kirksvilletoday.com. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.